in Parshas Chaya Sava. So we read about the death of Sava, and Avram Avinu comes lispod l'Sava v'livkosa. And Rashi comments, Nismecha misa Sava l'akedas Yitzra, l'fishayidei psuras hakeda sh'nizdamim b'na l'shchita kimat v'kimat sh'lo nishchat pocha nishmasa mimena umesa. That the cause of Sava's death was when she heard that Yitzchak was almost sacrificed, she died from that, from the shock of that psura. So it seems, in terms of the normal way people understand the Akedah is that at the end Yitzchak was really never sacrificed. In the last moment, he saved. And that Avram never really, the Kodesh Baruch Hu never meant for Avram to actually physically sacrifice and kill Yitzchak. But I heard from the Rav that he said that that's a mistake. He said that Yitzchak indeed was sacrificed, at least psychologically, that the Yitzchak that came onto the Mizbeach was a different Yitzchak than the one that came off the Mizbeach. And that's what Chazal mean in Tovis Konim. So Afro Shal Yitzchak Tzava Umuna Chal Mizbeach. That the ashes of Yitzchak remain on the Mizbeach. So either it means simply psychologically that Yitzchak was sacrificed, or it means indeed that he was sacrificed. And the death of Sarah, when she hears about the Akedah, that itself is not extraneous to the story of the Akedah. In other words, the sacrifice of the Akedah resulted indeed in the death, if not of Yitzchak, but of Sarah. So it wasn't, as people assume, that, God never intended for there to be an Akedah. And Avram, in a sense, unknowingly went through the emotions only. But there was either, as the Rav said, either psychologically or even possibly physically, that Yitzchak was sacrificed. Because the Yalkut Shimoni in Pasuk Va'era says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kevin Shigia Hacherv Latzava, Pacha V'yotzu Nishmaso Shi Yitzchak. When Avram put the sword and the knife to Yitzchak's neck, Yitzchak's neshama left him. The kevin sheshmiya, the Yalkut Shimon continues, kolo miben shnei hakruvim al tishlach yatra lana chazo neshmaso legufo. And when the angel said, Tishloch Yot Chalana, his neshama returned to him, and he was revived. And similarly in the Psikta, it says, the Hainu Shemes Meis Yitzchok, Ukmashmos Oso Loshen, Hanimtsu Gabe Sova, Shepoch. So it seems that, in other words, it's the same language. We should notice. It says in the Medrash, by Yitzchak Pocha Nishmaso, it's the same thing as it says by Sava Pocha Nishmaso. In other words, this is all, the death of Sava is in a sense an extension of the Akedah.